بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome to episode 2 of the series The Authentic Statements of the Companions. In this episode, we will examine the statement of Umar رضي الله عنه. Umar رضي الله عنه was doing tawaf around the Kaaba, and he came to the black stone and he kissed it. And when he kissed it, he said a very profound statement. He said, "Indeed, I know that you are a stone, that you do not benefit, nor do you harm. And if it wasn't that I saw the Prophet ﷺ kiss you, I wouldn't have kissed you." Again, Umar radiallahu anhu is indicating something very important, that yes, we do kiss the black stone because that is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ kissed the black stone, so we, in order to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, follow his teachings, worship Allah as he worshipped him, we do the same. However, Umar is indicating that his heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to the stone. He does not believe that the stone harms or benefit. Nothing harms or benefit us except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should attach our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And you see, unfortunately, this is one of the things that have become widespread these days among the Muslims and the non-Muslims, is that they get attached to materialistic things. They get attached to certain objects, thinking that these objects benefit them, these objects are going to keep away harm from them, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never stated that. For example, to give you the example of the rabbit's foot, a lot of people think, for example, a rabbit's foot is gonna, if someone keeps a rabbit's foot on their keychain, it's gonna protect them from harm, it's gonna bring them benefit, bring them good luck. I mean, if you think about it, the rabbit's foot couldn't even help the rabbit run fast enough so that it's not even caught and killed. So people really think it's gonna help them. Yeah, so many different things people get attached to. Their heart is attached to this pen, oh, this is my lucky pen, or my lucky socks. If I wear my lucky socks today, I'm going to make a lot of money. If I don't, you know, the people think that these objects are bringing them benefit. These objects are keeping harm away from them. And in reality, this is a form of shirk. As believers, we're supposed to only attach our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As believers, we're supposed to attach our heart to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone.